Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk 1110 993 WBT. It is the Brett Winterble Show alongside the coach Matt Doherty. And this is my favorite time of the week when we welcome onto the program Beth Troutman.
Hey, how are you this evening? Hey, coach, I'm so excited that I get to talk to you again.
Yeah, Beth, I like this so much better than who's the other guy?
That would be Bo Thompson.
I'd rather cross the street with Beth.
Yeah, it's a weird one to say when it's me, right?
Yeah, I think so. Just I have a vision that's...
He just called it crossing the street.
Yeah, with Beth. Yeah, I like that. Sounds better. Yeah,
that does sound better because it sounds like you're a gentleman.
Right. I've got my arm out. I'm looking both ways. And if there was a puddle, I'd lay my jacket down for you.
Look at this.
Exactly. You're crossing the street with me. I appreciate that.
Yeah. That's just outstanding. Beth, it is good to be with you here, and I'd be remiss if we didn't mention, obviously we're watching very closely what's going to happen in the next day and a half or so with this hurricane-type activity, this tropical storm activity. Your level of concern on a 1 to 10, what are you thinking about this?
Well, you know, I just read a report that was updated about 5 minutes ago that came out of the Washington Post that as this goes out over the Atlantic, they do expect it to gain more strength and to hit the coast of South Carolina as a Category 1 hurricane. And, of course, people in South Carolina and North Carolina, we've all endured several hurricanes throughout. I know that I've been through a few in my lifetime alone. The concern always with these, especially if it's coming in as a Category 1, is the fact that this one's moving pretty slowly, and that means a lot of moisture. That means a lot of rain. And some of the problems that we've seen, you know, back in 2015 when we had all of that flooding in Colombia, that was basically a tropical depression just dropping a lot of rain, a lot of water on an area just over a short period of time, but a lot of water at once. But, you know, given that here in Charlotte right now, that it doesn't look like we're going to get a ton of rain, and that some of the rain, I pay a ton of attention to Brad Tanevich, could be like a 60% chance that we get a ton at one moment, and then there's some scattered showers. But these things always change, especially as they gain strength over the ocean. But I'm always one to be prepared and to have flashlights and candles and some extra water and that kind of thing, just in case power goes out, just in case. You need a little, and you know, have enough propane for the grill.
That's exactly right. That's vitally important. You can do all your cooking outside if you have to, as opposed to, you know, if you don't have power in the house. All right. So I you know, earlier this week, I was vociferous about the asteroid shoot down thing. Remember?
Yeah, it was my favorite conversation possibly that I've ever had ever.
Holy cow. Well, that's quite something. Okay, I got a new thing, though, that's got me even more freaked out. This is worse than NyQuil chicken. This is worse than anything that I've come across in a long time because it's got a word in it that just strikes fear into the heart of my heart. And it's this. A fisherman has caught a piranha in a North Carolina lake. Okay. This puts me on the Richter scale here, okay? A fisherman caught a piranha in a North Carolina lake. The fish was caught in Aberdeen Lake in Moore County, 70 miles southwest of Raleigh, according to a post on a Facebook page. This is a piranha. Piranhas, he's got teeth. I mean, these things have big old jagged teeth. I will take asteroidal catastrophe all day. I am literally never swimming in another lake for the rest of my life because it's the potential for piranhas.
Well, I will tell you why this strikes so much fear in our hearts. I mean, we're all around the same age.
Yes.
You remember that 1978 movie, Piranha?
Oh, gosh, yes, it's terrible. Oh, you put your hand in and all of a sudden it's just taking you down to Chinatown. I mean, it's you're done. It's over.
Oh, it's terrifying. So I have those images in my head. When I saw this story, that's the first thing I thought about, was that movie that just put fear in my heart when I was a young child.
Yes.
But the post was on, the post that was on Facebook that you just alluded to was from the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. And so here's what alarmed me. So they said, and this is reading the actual post, many of our followers have sent us this photo of a piranha that was reportedly caught in Aberdeen Lake in Moore County.
Mm-hmm.
The fish was likely kept as a pet that outgrew its tank and then was just tossed into the lake by its owners.
Oh, no. No.
That's what freaks me out. And they do remind in the post, further down in the post, they say, as a reminder, North Carolina Administrative Code states that it is unlawful to transport, purchase, possess, sell, or stock piranha in the state's public or private waters. Now, they are also claiming that this probably hasn't necessarily, if this was a pet that was just tossed into the water, that it hasn't necessarily reproduced or created piranha families, and there are a ton of piranha. But here's my thought on this, though. I mean, if there was only one piranha in that lake, what's the likelihood that this fisherman was going to catch it?
Yes. See, I'm with you on that. That's right. It could have spawned. You could have piranhas everywhere now.
Would that
plural? If this guy had a piranha pet, maybe he had two piranha pets, and it's a husband and wife.
Ooh.
And they're just now having piranha babies.
That's right.
Plural of piranha, piranhae?
I think it's piranhas.
Okay.
I think it's I think it's piranha.
I'm gonna Google that.
But then there's this. So let me compound to the potential fear here, okay? Just in the last couple of days, a massive catfish was caught in northwest Tennessee that could set a new record. Micah Burkhart reeled in a 118-pound, 7-ounce monster blue catfish fishing on the Cumberland River in Stewart County. I don't like what's going on in our waterways here. We've got piranhas and superfish.
Yeah.
This is not good.
I'm not a fan of catfish nor gar. Have you ever seen gar?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you brought that up, Coach Doherty. We had a whole conversation on Good Morning BT a few months ago about gar, because Bo and I were not particularly familiar with gar.
Oh,
they're
man.
Everywhere. They're in Lake Wiley. They're in Lake Norman. And they have teeth.
Oh.
They look like, I think that's why they call them, I may be wrong, gar, but alligator. They look like an alligator.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, there is an alligator gar, like one of the species.
Yes. Yep.
Alligator gar. I think they call them gar because it's like onomatopoetic. It's like, gar, I'm scared.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know what? That's a really good point. So if we have the right kind of wind, we could have all kinds of fish co-populating and going between lakes and whatnot. I don't like this. I got a whole new reason to panic now. I'm going to go home tonight and I'm going to sleep in my hip waders in the hopes that I'll be protected from God knows what coming up out of the sewer lines. I mean,
well,
I don't know.
Especially if we have a flooding or anything coming from this storm. But there are huge catfish, by the way, in Lake Norman.
See, I don't like this. I don't like
Mooresville.
I don't know
if you've ever noodled and stuck here.
Yeah. I know.
No, that's the worst. Who would ever do that?
I would rather snake my toilet with my hand than go put my hand up in catfish junk.
That is nasty.
No, that's wrong.
If you put it in the junk, you're doing it wrong.
Did you do it, Beth? Have you
didn't do that,
have
did you,
you noodled catfish?
What?
Well, I have attempted, but I've never been successful.
Oh, that's no good.
Just for fun, waded into
fun. Fun, like
waded into the water to attempt it.
No,
did you? Was this like what? When did you do this? Were you all
That's
going on
no.
a date, or I mean,
no.
like, let's have fun? I mean, I know you've.
No,
is this what
I was? It was one of those moments in a broadcasting career where you are brought in to MC an event, and then you just go with the flow, and you just hop in.
No. Not without. I'm going in there with a spear gun and a stick of dynamite, man. I mean, that's it. This is
like Bill Murray in the pool.
I don't like nature. I like the
I'm
desert.
I'm so excited that Matt thought it was a date.
Well, you're from. You know, I know where you're from.
Wait a minute.
You know, I know where you're from.
That's right. There we go.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same place your wife is from.
I know. That's why I said it.
All right, Beth. You are a great American. What do you got coming up on the big show? I think I can guess what the topic's going to be tomorrow, but what do we got coming up?
Well, I think we'll definitely cover gar, piranha, and catfish at any given moment. But tomorrow we'll be covering, of course, the latest with Hurricane Ian, especially if it is a Category 1 hurricane coming toward the coast of South Carolina. We'll have Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on to give us the latest updates. And, of course, all of the fun news headlines, the serious news headlines, entertainment, pop culture, everything you need to know to get you ready for your day and ready for the weekend.
Great stuff. Beth, we appreciate you being there, my friend.
I love you guys. And Coach, it was so great to talk to you. Give your wife a hug for me.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth.